With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Good afternoon. It's the fourth quarter of 2023. It's when you start winding things down and preparing for the new year. But when you wind things down, you got to have a goal. You got to have a plan. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I host this weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information this show provides are for everyone. Like always, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. If you want to be considered as a guest or be a guest on Money Making Conversation Masterclass show that I host, for more information, visit moneymakingconversation.com and click Be a Guest. I will respond back to you in less than 24 hours. If you want to be a guest, entrepreneur, got a product you're trying to, get information on and want my advice and expose it to the general public, please consider a Money Making Conversation a home for you. That's what this show is about. This show is about uplifting entrepreneurs, uplifting people with information so they can live a better life and serve the community better. Again, I will respond and back to you in 24 hours. This is the final episode of my three-part value proposition series. There have been a combined 70,000 downloads of the first two value proposition episodes. 70,000 downloads. So obviously people are gaining interest in what I'm talking about in the first two episodes, and today will be the final and third episode. For more information, if you have missed the first two value proposition episodes, again, for more information, visit moneymakingconversation.com. And every episode that airs on this station is available on that website. There are no fees to listen. Again, like I stated earlier, today is the third and final episode of the value proposition series. 70,000 downloads and counting. I'm so proud of people participating and also gaining information and interest of what I'm trying to do on this platform that, I'm just talking. I'm talking with information. I'm talking about motivation, motivating you to be a better person, or your company to be more successful. That's what information does. But when people say, I'm going to stop, they say, why are you so hyped about value proposition? A value proposition differentiates you or makes your talent, product, or company unique and shows why you are the best candidate for a raise or promotion at your job. A classic example was, let's go to sports. If you don't know your value proposition, then you can sign a contract that will be undervalued. And one of the big series that aired a few years ago was the Last Dance series, the Chicago Bulls. Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen, he signed a contract that was undervalued because he didn't understand his value proposition. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. When you have a unique skill set, then people should pay you for that. But you have to be able to understand how to negotiate that. And how you negotiate that is by having the right representation around you, the right mentorship around you. So when you walk out of there, you are ahead of the game. And because he didn't have that, he signed a contract that he's regretted all his life. And that was something that was featured. And this just show you how it can shift in so many different lanes. It can be product. It can be your talent. It can be an everyday person who works a 40-hour week job. And so, as you know, again, I always emphasize this every week when you listen to the show, don't ever let your age be an excuse. So many people do that. They hit 40. They think it's all over. They hit 50. They throw in the towel. They hit 60. They think there's a retirement check waiting from them that's going to be paid to them by the government. And there is not a check that's going to change your life. So you should always inspire. You should always set reachable goals. If you missed the first two episodes, let me just give you a quick recap. The first value proposition episode, I focused on you. If you are employed at a company, how to build your value proposition to increase your opportunities for raises and promotion at your job. That's the first episode. And I always tell people, when you listen to my show, to lead with your gifts. Don't let your friends, family, or loved ones stop you from planning or living your dreams. Now, don't let their assumptions or expectation alter your path. That's key right there. Because some people look at you and say, they feel this is all you are capable of doing. Okay. You might have a dream that fits you, but they over there telling you their expectations, their goals. That may not be your goal. So always plan and set reachable goals in place to achieve any level of success. The second episode of the Value of Proposition series, I focused on you as an owner and maximizing your employees. Told that story about going over by that salad bar. You remember that episode I've told you about employees over there just destroying that business over there because they're not giving 100%. That show is about how to get the most out of your employees. I give examples of how bad employees can destroy your business if you don't monitor or evaluate them properly. In that episode, I emphasize importance of the 90-day probation period. 90-day probation period when you hire somebody and the importance of job evaluations. Now, let me just step back a little bit and explain that 90-day probation period because a lot of people are ignoring the importance of that. A 90-day probation period is a time when a new employee is carefully evaluated to see if they'll be a good fit for the position and company culture. It's this defined period. There are three breaks in it, 30, 60, and, of course, the 90-day period. In each period, every 30 days, you sit down and evaluate that person. Don't let it just gloss over. Don't say, I don't have time for that person. This person needs guidance because you're trying to introduce them into their work culture. If you don't do this, if it's not important for you, then eventually it will not be important for that employee. When you hit the 60-day mark, you definitely sit down with that person again. This is important for the employee because it's important to you to evaluate them and let them know what is necessary for them to maintain employment at your company over the next 30 days. That's why that 90-day period is important. And so now we're now set up here at the third value proposition episode. That's what we're talking about today. Advice and tips on promoting your product, customer service, and delivering your marketing pitch to the customer. Right there. That's important that you hear what I'm saying. Delivering your marketing pitch to the customer. I'm going to do a classic example. I've spoken about this on the show. People in the food industry, you have hamburgers, you have pancakes, you have chicken and all this stuff. And there's a classic two lead competitors in the chicken business. That's one, in their commercials, they emphasize customer service. The other one emphasizes their product. That's key. Now, Rashawn, what would you prefer? If you know you have a good product, I want to emphasize customer service. That's me. Because that means that when a person comes in there, and I treat them with the highest quality of customer service, knowing that my food's fantastic, they'll come back. So they focus on that, the customer service part in their commercials. And guess what? When you go in there, guess what you get? Outstanding customer service. Because they're telling you when you come there through their commercials, that's what you're going to get. And when you walk out of there, you're happy to come back. So know how you market your brand can lead to your long-term success stories. Because it's what you talk about. Just because things look the same doesn't mean people treat it the same. That's an analogy I do with this. The chicken versus the eagle. Rashawn, chicken versus the eagle. They both are birds. They both have feathers. They both lay eggs. But neither one can walk down the same lane of opportunity because it's perception and what people think of them. An eagle soars. A chicken pecks. An eagle is well respected. An eagle is tossed food. You will knock a chicken out the way to get their egg. You have to climb up to an eagle's nest, and you're fearful as you try to retrieve their eggs that you may be attacked. A chicken will appear on a buffet table. An eagle is protected. Like I go back to what I'm saying, the perception of success. The eagle's goal is to fight, to keep his place in the game, and to keep winning. A chicken's job is just to lay eggs. So I ask you, what perception lane do you want to be in? Do you want to be the chicken or the eagle? I want to be the eagle all my life. I want to soar. I want to set goals. I want to be in front of the pack. But you say, Rashawn, okay, cool. Okay, this is great information. You're talking about what can I go to get this advice to be able to soar like an eagle? Well, Small Business Administration. The local Small Business Administration in any major city have counselors in there, and their job is to help your business be successful. Because if your business is successful, then guess what? You'll pay taxes. If you pay taxes, then guess what? They'll win long term. So that's why it's important that you understand why the Small Business Administration. Now, they even have another part of the Small Business Administration called SCORE. SCORE. These are retired executives who are there to offer you mentorship. That's key right there. Information and mentorship. If you're trying to start your business, information and mentorship. Two things that you need. Two things I did not have in 1992 when I opened my comedy club. Oh, I was packed. I didn't have an HR person. I didn't have an accountant. I didn't have none of that information because I had no business mentorship. I didn't know what the SBA was. I didn't know what SCORE was. I didn't know none of that information. And so that's why I'm just on this show to try to help you out and say, oh, Rashawn McDonald not over here acting like he's special, like he know everything. I've learned some things. I still don't know everything. But it's important that you know that there are organizations out there that can help you that won't charge you. And if you really want to be helped out, go to YouTube. YouTube is impressive. But it all comes back to what your product is. Your product. I'm going to talk about, we'll give a couple of examples I'm going to discuss on the show today. I'm going to discuss a computer store person that has been on my show. I'm going to discuss a pancake company. They've been on my show, expanding their product capabilities. I'm going to talk about a popcorn company, upgrade packaging and planning for success by lining up future co-packers. Planning for success. Let's start with the pancake company. How did this pancake company get in my life? Well, pancake company based out of Atlanta, female owned, female driven, left her successful position as an executive to start her dream. Some friends told her that she made great pancakes. Every time they came by the house, she said, you know something? I'm going to turn this into a business. So she launched her business. And her pancake mix made pancakes and waffles. Now, how did I find out about it? Well, through her marketing, social media, digital. It came across my feed. It was black-owned, female. Okay, I'm curious. I always like to support people, so I ordered a package. It was fantastic. Came really quick. Customer service. Came really quick. Customer service. I'm going to say that twice. I didn't have to look for it. Packaging was good. Instructions on the back were really clear. She had done her homework. She set it up correctly. I started using it. And I contacted and complimented her on her pancake mix, which also could make waffles. But along the way, because if you don't know, I'm an award-winning chef in the baking category. I bake a lot if you follow me on my social media feed. When you come back, I want to go for this break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the other side of the story where we expanded her products. And so now she's not just doing pancake mix. She's doing other things. But it's because of my mentorship that enabled her to now create a unique space on the grocery store shelf. It's about you. It's about your value proposition, your company, your product, separating yourself from your competition. Customer service is always fantastic, but you better have a product when they walk through that front door. I'll be right back. This is Rushon McDonald with Money Making Conversation Masterclass Show.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean McDonald.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rashawn McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. Before I get back to the pancake story, I always want to drop nuggets, information that you can write down or really hopefully change your whole thought process. Because I dropped a nugget earlier about age should never be an excuse. Let me tell you this. The average person plans on getting old. That's true. If you can't fight it, you will get old. The government tells you that you can retire at 65. They tell you that all the time. So most people make 65 their goal to stop working to retire. They want to accept new technology and are ready to just let the government, who does not care about their overall well-being, take control of their financial life. Right there. The government is telling you to you can retire at 65, but they're not telling you they're going to put you in a better state that you already are in. There are three types of people who turn 50. Because when you get to 50, you shooting for 65 because it's real close. It's real close. See, when you're 20, 50 is 30 years away. When you're 50, 65 is 15. So, hey, I'm trying to get to 65 so I can retire. There are three types of people who turn 50. The one who stops setting goals, which I'm telling you not to do. I'm telling you to set reachable goals. You can still start your company. You still can go to college. You still can get in a relationship that means something to you. The one who is afraid of death and tries to turn back the clock. You hear these people all the time. 39 and look, and he's 60. Won't admit about getting old. Afraid to tell you their age. Afraid of death. Death is going to come. So why don't you plan a path that's going to be filled with happiness? Planning out, what is it, a homecoming? That's what they call it. How about a celebration? When you hit 50, just start celebrating the rest of your life and enjoying it. And then you have people like me. That's who you're talking about. Somebody who understands that death is going to win. And I'm not on this show to just talk negative. I'm on this show to tell you that there are certain things in life that are obvious. So accept the obvious and plan on living a successful life. I welcome getting old so I can reach my goals. So here are four things I'm telling you. Stop planning your death. Stop. Live your life. Start planning your success. That's number two. Number three. Don't act young when people ask you your age. Act on being you. Then you can live your life. And guess what? Retirement is for old people. Last time I checked, I wasn't one of those old people. So why should you? Those are my four tips. Hopefully you write them down. Hopefully they make sense to you. Now let me get back to the pancake story. I contacted this person and asked them to come by because I have a kitchen in my building and let them know that, hey, I really think they have a great product. I said, this pancake, this waffle mix is fantastic. But I had started making with that same mix biscuits. So that same mix was now a pancake waffle biscuit mix. She said, how? I said, I'm just doing the same thing that you have here. I'm not adding anything, not taking anything away. She didn't realize that her product was about to become very unique because you go on any grocery store shelves, they have pancake mix. They will have waffle and pancake mix, but there were no 3-in-1 mix. That same product can make pancakes, waffle, and biscuits. She went, wow, I would have never thought of doing that. So her curiosity just exploded. Syrups became an option. Her company won an award for outstanding Georgia peach syrup. See, once we turned that corner, maple syrup. So now she started having a variety of products because I had unlocked that creative world and she wasn't in a box anymore. Because somehow somebody told her that her pancake mix, she can only do waffles with it. Now on her packaging, she has a little note says 3-in-1 pancake, waffle, and biscuit mix. Understanding your product, expanding, being around people who are creative, and mentorship is why her product is better. Let's go over to the popcorn company. Met these young men, and I love popcorn. You know, there were some great popcorn people out there. You know, I was in Chicago, so you know Chicago got killer popcorn up there. That's why I fell in love with Chicago popcorn. Met these young men, and they were selling popcorn like it was going out of style. Crab leg popcorn, jerk chicken popcorn, key lime pie popcorn. Like, what the? And people were buying it. And I told them, I said, hey, I said, can I come by and watch y'all sell y'all popcorn? So I went by, stood around, and watched them. And people, they had the sign up, everything. I said, and they were just selling popcorn left and right. Popcorn left and right. They had chocolate chip popcorn. They had banana pudding popcorn. They had popcorn, popcorn, popcorn. But their packaging needed to be upgraded. So I sat down with them. I said, look, you guys have a great product, but you'll never get on a store shelf if you don't improve your packaging. Your customer service, great. Your product is great. But your packaging needs to be upgraded. That wasn't a problem with the pancake company. Their packaging was fantastic. Their customer service was great. But she had to improve on her options, which she did, because now she has a 3-in-1. Pancake mix, biscuits, waffles, and pancakes. She has syrups. Now, they got 16 flavors of popcorn, from crab legs to jerk chicken to baked banana pudding to key lime pie, chocolate chip, everything. Red velvet, peppermint, all these different flavors. But their packaging was not up to standards. So we sat down and we upgraded their standards. And guess what? They sat down and said, Rashawn, we need to get prepared for 2024. So they started setting up companies with co-packers who can mass produce their products, because they have a store over in Conyers that's doing fantastic. But if you're going to go big time, don't let big time sneak up on you, prepare for big time. So now they have potential co-packers who can handle their new packaging and also handle their products, which come in these little mini buckets, these little mini buckets of popcorn, mini buckets of popcorn. That's the pancake person. That's the popcorn company. Now, let me step out a little different, the computer store. The customer service of this computer store, complete retail computer store, is a franchise, sales and service, sorts of all, supports all Apple products. His name is Thomas Barnes. His customer service is fantastic from a standpoint of presenting the product to you, because that's the bottom line. And I asked him this question. I said, are you an Apple guy? He said, nope, PC. So he's mastering a product that he doesn't even use, but he's providing customer service for a product that he understands has value And when you come in this store, you have excellent customer service. So what's the bottom line that I'm giving you out of the three of these things? Popcorn, excellent customer service. Pancake Company, excellent customer service. The Computer Store, excellent customer service. If you have a product, the bottom line is, if you say you open at 8 o'clock, you can't open at 8:05. You got to be ready when your customers expect you to be there. You got to be available to them. And that's the bottom line of success and failure. Success and failure. And we walk through these whole things. A couple of things I want to tell you guys is this. You want to start a business. You want to market your brand successfully. You want to increase your worth. You want to have a lead. You have to build a winning mindset for success. Create ways to outperform the competition or your coworkers. Market your brand to stand out above the crowd by excellent packaging, developing steps to become a responsible entrepreneur or employee. It's not about the millennials. I go back to my four letters. It's called PLAN. P is for prepare, L is for learn, A is for adjust, N is for navigate. That's the last of my three-part series of value proposition. You know, this is a series that I felt it was time for me to deliver because my wife educated me on what my value proposition was. And when she confronted me about my value proposition, I couldn't tell her. So I had to do my homework. And by doing my homework, I can now tell you a value proposition differentiates you or makes your talent, product, or company unique and shows why you are the best candidate for a raise or promotion at your job. More importantly, why they should be buying your product. And if you open your door, make sure you have the service that your product deserves.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.